Staying on the topic of health care, we're joined in the studio by the State Democratic Party Chairman Pete Gosar. Recently, Governor Matt Mead made it clear that he does not support using federal dollars to expand Medicaid services for Wyoming's poor. Gosar says that's the wrong move.
You know, Wyoming has a health care problem. You know that 80 to 90,000 people at any one time are without health insurance in Wyoming. So one out of every six and seven folks you meet, no health care. And that's a real problem. We have $200 million in uncompensated care through our medical clinics and hospital facilities each year. Those are real dollars, and it's not like they just write them off. They're passed along. And so everybody's impacted because premiums go up, and the number of uninsured in a geographical location determines health care premiums. So employers who offer health care premiums, people who get it on the open market, they're impacted by this decision, and it doesn't make much sense from where I stand.
There are a lot of people, and I think Senator Schiffer last year struck me maybe as the most interesting, because this is somebody who has been concerned about the spending we've done in Medicaid in our state and has been looking at ways to save money, looked at the proposal and said, gosh, the state could save millions of dollars here, and then they're still not willing to do this. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think when you become a member of government, that you're to govern all Wyoming folks and not just your constituency. And I think that's maybe been lost on some folks here. And, you know, saving $48 million over 6 years, that's a lot of roads. That's a lot of schools and a lot of stuff that can be done that's good for Wyoming. And when we have a solution on the table, that's what government's about. It's about solutions. And what was really frustrating to me, Bob, was when I heard the governor talk. The no came out, but then I think you have an obligation to have a solution, and there was no solution proposed. And you know, I'm hopeful that there'll be a solution because they're obligated. Those members of the legislature and the governor's office, they're obligated to help these folks in Wyoming. They're Wyoming citizens.
I've heard some of the Democratic legislators say that maybe there is still some compromise that can be done within the body, and there's some things that are out there. Okay, you don't want to go full bore on this. Maybe there's some other things we can do. Are you aware of any things that are going on in discussions behind the scenes?
Well, I don't know that I'm aware of anything behind the scenes. I know I sat in on the committee meeting in Lander, and I thought, well, we're on our way to having some sort of expansion. And then I listened to the governor's words a month later, and boy, you think to yourself, man, we're back to square one. We lose the fact that these are our neighbors, our friends, our citizens that don't have health insurance, and you know, the emergency room is no place to practice medicine, and. You know, to have care that's provided only at an emergency basis is not care at all. And I'm hopeful that the legislature won't come up with an expansion that says, well, we put these folks on high deductible health care plans that have $3,000 or $4,000, $5,000 deductibles when they have $200 and $300 discretionary income. And we all agree on that. And that's just not a solution.
Chairman of the State Democratic Party is Pete Gosar. Pete, thanks so much.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.